Today we have very interesting Torah portion, and let's go straight into scriptures. Yeah. So first of all, it's so good to see you here in this place. So good to see your smiles again and again, and special day you have smile on your mask. Yeah, all of us, we have masks or shields. So let's open Deuteronomy chapter 27, and let's go in the scriptures immediately here. So Deuteronomy chapter 26, and we will read from Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 11. So I call my message today, the blessing of our choice. It is a very important theme for us. Moses commanded the people on that day, saying, when you have crossed over the Jordan, these are to stand on Mount Gerizim to bless the people: Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Joseph, and Benjamin. Verse 13, for the curse, these are to stand on Mount Ebal: Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, Naphtali. So what's going on here? Six tribes were standing on Gerizim to proclaim a blessing over Israel as a result of obedience to the Lord. And the six stood on Ebal to proclaim a curse as a result of disobedience to the Lord. So you see these six tribes on one mount and six tribes on another mount. Gerizim is the mount of blessing, and Ebal is the mountain of curses, if we can say this way. So the first one, Gerizim, a green and beautiful, because it has an underground springs, and the other one, Ebal, is dry and dead because it doesn't have any water in it. It is also true in our lives. No matter what happens around us, doesn't matter. No matter what storms may blow us around, doesn't matter. What is within us makes the difference. If we have water inside of us, water of the Holy Spirit, helps us to live and flourish, even though outside influences are not life-giving. So we need to consider to be in presence of the Lord, to have the spiritual water inside of us, to be filled with the water of the Holy Spirit. So let's carefully look at this chapter, and let's see the difference between a blessing from Gerizim and the curse from Ebal. What's the difference? Why is the difference? What factor distinguish between a blessing and a curse? What's the difference? Because the same people of Israel, the same 12 tribes, two mountains, they stay close to each other, but what's the difference? So let us carefully read a few verses and compare the similarities and differences. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1. And please listen carefully, or if you can't listen my beautiful English language, so read carefully. So verse 1. Now if you listen obediently to the voice of Adonai your God, taking care to do all his mitzvot that I am commanding you today, Adonai your God will set you on high above all the nations of the earth. When all these blessings will come upon you and overtake you, if you listen to the voice of Adonai your God. So this is the first part. Let's read verse 15, the same chapter. But if you will not listen to the voice of Adonai, your God, to take care to do all his mitzvot and commandments that I am commanding you today, all these curses will come on you and overtake you. Almost the same words, except one. Yeah? You already know what is this different word here. So what's the difference between these words? First verse, listening obediently. I love this translation. Listening with obedience, with obedient heart, with readiness to say, yes, Lord. And not only to say, yes, Lord, but to do. Sometimes we say, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yeah. Yes, Lord. Yeah. Yes, Lord. Yeah. Yeah, Lord, of course. Yeah. Yeah. Even we can write it down somewhere and forget for some period of time. But this is actually obedience. And another part, refusing to listen to the Lord and to obey the Lord. So So you see the difference between an abundant life in the scriptures here in the Deuteronomy 28. Life blessed by the Lord and awful life without the presence of the Lord in the simple word, obedience. Let's say together, obedience. Let's type together, obedience. Obedience. It's very important. According to this passage, one of two realities will overtake your life. Overtake your life. And, you know, I like to put it in different words. Take control over. One of these two realities will take control over our lives. Turning it into a blessing or turning it into something just the opposite of blessing. Or blessing or opposite the blessing. So let's look more closely at this idea. We cannot control everything that happens in our lives. It's impossible. We can't control everything. And as you know, the unexpected is constantly happening in our lives. I don't know how about you, I have so many surprises in my life. Maybe I'm alone, maybe everything's planned and we have everything's fine and everything. No, many surprises. The unexpected may be a great blessing for us, unto us, but often it results in much sorrow and pain, both ways. Sometimes unexpected things are good, sometimes are difficult. Even so, we do have influence over the most important pieces of our lives. And therefore, we know what we can expect. Because you see, we can still choose what seeds we will sow into our lives. It's up to us. And therefore, by choosing good seed or not, we will know what fruit to expect in future. What we will sow today will come through tomorrow. Let's read Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. Galatians 6, verse 7. It's a very interesting place of scripture. I believe goes together with Deuteronomy chapter 28 very closely. Galatians 6, verse 7. And the beginning, I like this beginning. Do not be deceived. Let's say it together. Do not be deceived. I mean, we can be deceived. We can think, okay, it's not about me. It's about somebody else. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he also shall reap. For the one who sows in the flesh will reap corruption from the flesh. But the one who sows in the Ruach will reap from the Ruach eternal life. How clear it is for us. It's very simple, but very important. I know that the Lord has not promised us an easy life, but He promised us His presence when we obey His words. He promised us His presence. And in His presence, He supplies us with everything we need. His support, His protection, but the most important, His presence, His face. Even though we don't know what the future holds for us, we know who holds the future. His name is the Lord. His name is Yeshua. When we are obedient and we are in the Ruach, in our spiritual lives, we are in our walk with the Lord, the blessing from the Lord will overtake us, will take control over us. So let me explain another way. You know, always two ways to explain the same thing. We live in this modern era with everything happens so fast. I mean, you type and it happens. It is more and more difficult to be patient today. When we order sometimes or something online, we can choose one day delivery. Because sooner is better, for sure, yeah? Why not? Now and more and cheaper. Yeah. So we all know how to grow a loaf of bread or find a drink of milk. It is simple, yeah? We all know. We go to a supermarket and everything grows there. Bread and milk and meat, everything grows in supermarket. Of course, we know this is a silly idea. It's not true. Because behind every slice of bread, every small slice of bread, is a huge amount of work to to grow and harvest the grain, to process it, to bake it and deliver it to the store. It's a huge process. And hundreds of people put a huge amount of their time and job and effort to grow this bread for us. It's not the supermarket. It's much more, much deeper, much wider. Now we would like it to work the same way in our spiritual lives. So we might go to the spiritual supermarket, whip our spiritual credit card, and voila, you have the fruit of the Spirit. Patience, love, joy, couple supernatural gifts. It depends how much money you have and your spiritual credit card. I mean, spiritual money. But we know it's not happened with the Lord this way. It's completely opposite. It's different. You can't pay to the Lord. It doesn't work with the Lord. We must invest a lot of our time and effort. We must be patient and persistent in our walk with the Lord. We must sow and tend our own spiritual garden if we wish to experience the benefits of good spiritual seed. It is strictly a DIY project. Nobody can do it for yourself. Today you may be experiencing the results of yesterday's sowing. Are you finding that today is a battle for you? Sometimes it's because of yesterday's sowing, or last year's sowing, or 2 years ago you sow wrong stuff. Today you may be battling against this stuff. What to do? Start sowing good things. Start sowing spiritual things. And it will take over you in future. Maybe not today. Maybe it will be tomorrow. Maybe 1 year. Maybe 2 years. But start sowing now. You don't have control over tomorrow, but you have control now. Start sowing good things. I want to read Mark chapter 4. It's a beautiful place of scripture. I mean, I can read only this place and everything is already here. This is the parable from Yeshua, our Lord and Messiah. Mark chapter 4, verse 26. It is about the kingdom of God. And he was saying, the kingdom of God is like when a man spreads seeds on the soil and falls asleep at night and gets up by day. And the seed sprouts and grows. So you put it today, you go to sleep, you're doing your job, but it grows. You don't see it, but it grows. You don't control it, but it grows. You put right seed, and it will grow tomorrow without your control. He himself doesn't know how. I mean, we don't know how it's happened. It's a promise from the Lord. Chapter 28, Deuteronomy. Obey, do your will, do your part. And it will take over you. It will overtake you. It will be in front of you and behind you. The Lord is with you. Automatically, the earth brings forth the crop. First the blade, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ready, at once he sees in the sickle, for the harvest has come. Verse 30. Yeshua also said, how should we picture the kingdom of God? Or by what story shall we present it? It is like a mustard seed when it's planted in the ground. Small thing. Righteousness. Light in your life. Small thing. Though the smallest of all seeds in the earth, yet when planted, it grows up and becomes the largest of all the herbs. It puts forth big branches. It's about kingdom of God. So the birds of the air can nest in its shade. This is how spiritual works, world lives. This is the way how kingdom of God grows in us, through our sowing good seeds today. Bible says, it's very simple here. Do not be deceived. Do not be deceived. This is how it works. It's no fast food. It's no supermarket. Nothing like that in the spiritual kingdom. Yeah. This is how the kingdom of God works. I call it the blessing of the right choice. I would like to repeat in the end, very important part. We already are blessed when we decided to follow the Messiah. And since then, we take our daily steps, sowing seeds, making small choices to obey the Lord and to follow Him today, now. And I would like to say it in the end. I like to repeat it again and again. Our lives need to be in agreement with the Lord. Our lives need to be in agreement with the Lord. And our walk must be in obedience to the voice of the Lord every day that we live upon this earth. I know, Lord, and how to obey the Lord is a process we must pursue all our life. We can't be obedient completely today. It takes all life. We never be perfect because of us. We are humans and we continue to sin and do mistakes. Only Yeshua is perfect and blameless. And from Him we can learn how to listen more carefully and follow more closely. But we can do that. We call to do that. So thank you so much for your attention.